We go to the Gabriel Pizza Hotline right now. We got Red Blacks fans outside the gate here. They're chirping you, Creech, in your hat. We welcome.
Oh, that's a beautiful hat.
We welcome former Ottawa Red Black to the program. It is our good friend, Mr. Brad Sinopoli. Bradley, how are you?
I'm doing great, fellas. It sounds like you guys are having a blast down there already.
Well, how can you not be? You know what it's like here on a game day. We're now down on the ground level in the tent. Beautiful day. People are getting the field ready. Some of the staff out preparing the sidelines. Players rolling in. Long weekend. I'd ask you what
Great big sea.
I mean, I'd ask you what you're doing on the long weekend, but probably the same as you do every day now that you're retired, right?
Well, maybe. We'll see. You know, a little family time. Take a little rest on the weekend, but let's be honest, probably. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
I do have a follow-up. Lee requested last time that the three of us spoke that you add more content to your social media, not just fishing. Have you honored that request yet?
No, not even close.
Nice. I support that.
I don't foresee that in the near future either.
Every picture is the same of, like, either Brad or somebody else in his boat holding up a muskie. Like, we get it. Okay? We understand, Brad. You're really good at fishing now, like you were really good at football.
Well, I'm not that interesting that I have really anything else going on in my life, please.
Well,
you know that.
let's talk about interesting. Let's talk about this game. We got the Canadian quarterback, and you were a university Canadian quarterback that tried to transition into the Canadian Football League. So we're going to start there with Nathan Rourke, what he has done over the first 2 weeks, an 88% completion percentage. I think you were telling me about some of the drops that he's had, like basically in the receiver's hands, the incompletions, the very few that he has had. But, Brad, what do you, as a guy who played quarterback at the university level and was the best university Canadian quarterback in the country at the time, make of what Nathan Rourke has done so far in the first 2 weeks?
Well, I mean, it's just been unbelievable. I mean, there's no other words to describe it. I should add, by the way, before I continue, and this is a need-to-know thing as well. I just saw that Edmonton listed Trey Ford as
Trey
the starter
Ford.
As well. So a couple of Canadian guys. I don't know when the last time that was. Two Canadian starters for the weekend. Anyways, it's just been incredible. I mean, he's been cool, calm, collect, like all of the stuff that you look for in a veteran quarterback that you hope your guy gets to. He's displaying that from the get-go. And you said it, almost 88% as a completion percentage. And I know that people have been talking about, you know, a lot of the passes have been shorter, getting the ball in and out of his hands. And I know a lot of teams and a lot of quarterbacks that play that style and try to use quick game to get rhythm, and they don't have those stats. You know, we talk about him being a Canadian quarterback, which is a whole other thing. But just as a quarterback, he's having an unbelievable start, not only to the season but to a career. So it's been awesome to watch. I think it's exciting, you know, from the standpoint of watching a Canadian guy come in and finally break through that barrier and not just kind of keep his head above water. I mean, he's thriving, and you can tell the camaraderie with his teammates, the confidence that he has, the confidence that that Rick Campbell showed, I think, in him. And I don't think that we all saw the confidence that Rick showed in him. You know, we all kind of doubted that, I think, when we saw that they were going that route in the offseason. And you've even alluded to it before, but we kind of all had BC at the bottom of the list, right? And, man, they just proved everyone wrong, and it's awesome to watch. But it's going to be a tough matchup, I think, for them tonight, and man, I can't wait for game time. Honestly, I'm jealous you guys are down there, and I just can't wait to get down there and get this game.
How if he continues this start and continues to have this success as a Canadian quarterback, how big is that for the league?
Yeah, I think it's. I mean, it can't be understated. It's huge. You know, I think for so long we've had so many fans and people that are involved in the league talking about it. And there's been guys that have kind of come close, guys that have played in the season, Brandon Bridge, you know, Andrew Buckley in Calgary for a little bit. But no one really kind of took it and ran with it. And now here we are watching it over these first two games. And it's just, I think it is huge for the league. And I even anticipate, you know, tonight's a big game. It's a big game for the Red Blacks. It's, you know, Canada Day weekend. It's a gorgeous day. But I also think that Nathan Rourke adds an element to this game that people also want to come and watch. I think it's something that you want to go see in person. I think as fans around the league, people have wanted that for some time, and now it's here. You know, so not to put a ton of pressure on the kid and on the situation, but I do honestly believe that just over the years, I mean, you guys know, you've talked with people, there's always been questions about Canadian quarterbacks and who's the next guy, and if only this guy had the opportunity. Well, he's here, he's doing it, and I think people are going to be excited to go down and watch him wherever he plays.
Well, when we talk to the commissioner coming up next hour, one of the questions we'll be asking him is about the numbers that people watched last week, because that was the most watched game of all of the games in the Canadian Football League, and it was a 44-3 game. And Saskatchewan wasn't involved. And Saskatchewan's always the number one team across the country that's watched. So I don't disagree with you, Brad. And, you know, in watching him, it seems like he's well prepared. It's only two games, but the fact of what he did last year and coming in and earning confidence, can you maybe speak to that point specifically about what it would take for any rookie, let alone being a Canadian? I don't think that matters to some of the guys in the huddle, but for a rookie quarterback to come in and really gain the confidence and the belief of the rest of his teammates and having that even keel attitude when you're so young and it can be so difficult to do, it just seems like he's mastered that already.
Yeah, and it's, you know, to me there's two different levels when a new quarterback comes into play. There's kind of the first level of, are you competent? Can you run the offense? That's the first thing that guys get a feel for. It's like, okay, we're going to be okay. Everything operationally is going to be fine. We're good to go. Then there's that next level of the true confidence that this is our guy, and we're going to ride with him through thick and thin, and he's going to be able to put us in the best position to win. That's on a completely different level, and I don't think that just happens overnight. And if it does, it's very, very rare. You could say that in the past, maybe a guy like Bo Levi, you know, guys like that, I truly believe that Nathan is in that category right now. I mean, he's, you know, he's not just a guy that's kind of figuring it out, is what it looks like. It, you know, it is going to take time. He's going to have to go through some games where there's going to be tough moments. It's not always going to be, you know, 88% and blowing teams out. It's professional football. That's just the way it is. But I think that he's earned the respect from the guys, through, not only through his demeanor, but obviously how he plays, how he handles himself, how he studies, just the work ethic, all of that combined, I think, he's kind of leapfrogged that process of earning the trust and respect. I think he has it now. And you can usually tell, I mean, guys are making plays for him. It's just the offense is on a different level. You know, when you're throwing quick passes, quick game, you're getting the ball in and out of your hands, and you need guys to make some tough catches on second down. You need guys to make people miss, to extend drive. That's all happening. So, to me, that happens as a group when everyone has this confidence in everyone else around them, and it starts with the quarterback. So that's what I see. You know, it's just as a team, it looks like they're not only confident in themselves, but they're confident in everyone else around them, and I also believe that starts with Nathan.
Just changing our focus to the Red Blacks, and big game for them at home here, and I think – most would agree that they played pretty well through two games and deserved maybe a better fate or better record coming into this game. But how crucial is it that they pick up a win and avoid going 0-3 despite playing pretty good football so far?
Yeah, well, I heard you guys talking about it earlier, and just the schedule coming up. And, you know, it, I mean, this game is – they're all crucial, right, in an 18-game season. And it's easy to kind of say that one got away. It's okay next game, but – they can quickly add up and things can quickly start going the other way. Now, again, like you guys said, the East is up for grabs. If you look around, it's kind of a crapshoot right now. They have that going in their favor. But in terms of building something within the team and getting confidence, you know, this is a big game for them. It's a team that they're getting on a short week. They have a bye. You know, technically, I'm thinking that they think they should win this game. That's at least how you should feel as a player. You do have an advantage with that. But it's a big game. It's they've had a little bit of struggles on offense trying to finish drive. They put up the numbers that they want to. They've been productive, but they just haven't finished, right? And at some point, you can't keep saying that we outplayed them. We outplayed them. At some point, it doesn't matter how, if you've outplayed them or not. What matters is just getting a win. So I'm just looking at tonight. Honestly, however they can do it, they just need to figure out a way to do it. And especially as a new group, they need that confidence that they can win a game. And knowing that they're playing a team that's red hot, I think if they can pull this one out, it's going to do a ton in terms of their confidence overall on offense and defense, and kind of shoot them into the next two games that are also going to be pretty tough.
Brad, I've heard you talk about in the past, and we've compared it to the year 2015, where you and Greg Ellingson and Chris Williams and Ernest Jackson all got here, and it looked like a completely new team. I've heard you speak in the past about how important winning was early for that group. Can you just talk about the 2015 team, why it was important for you guys to win early as a new group, and what some of the guys might be going through here hoping for that win, not just on the schedule and to get the 2 points in the bag, but what it's going to do in the locker room?
Well, ideally, I mean, you know, as a new group of guys, and especially on paper with how much talent they have, and I think they're all aware of the guys that they have in that locker room, you know, it's huge. I mean, you're there to win. And I think, you know, coming out of training camp, it's very easy to say that the team has found that chemistry. They had a great training camp. They look really good. They have this guy. They have that guy. But at some point, you know, they have to experience winning together. And that's kind of what starts it for them, that kind of propels them to where they want to get to. I think when you get behind the eight ball, you know, not to say that they have doubt that's starting to creep in, but that's kind of what you're fighting against. That's the timepiece that you need to experience a win. You know, losing a close game on the road and saying that you have played, you fought hard, can do something if it's one or two games. But again, like I said before, you have to start turning that into wins. In 15, you know, we were lucky. We got one early on the road in Montreal. And I think when you look around the locker room, you start realizing what guys are capable of. And it gives you confidence as a team, right? You can leave there kind of feeling great about the situation that you're in and understanding that, yeah, we can kind of pull out games in tough situations. We can make the plays that we need to in the fourth quarter. You know, whether you're up in the game or whether you came from behind, both of those are situations that just add confidence that you need as a new group. So, you know, I'm sure those guys, look, they know they played well the first two games. They know they're a good team. They know they have great players. But that next step, they just have to kind of prove to themselves and to each other, so that when they look around in the locker room, that confidence is there. The last thing you want is to be looking around and kind of waiting for, you know, we're 0-3, we're 1-4, we're 0-4, and what's going to happen next, right? When you start thinking that, that's kind of when it's a slippery slope. So at all costs, you want to avoid that, obviously, as a group and as players. So this is a huge game for them, I think.
Often we in the media maybe overblow some topics or spend too much time on them. But I'm curious to get your thoughts, and I know you would have been asked this question as a player. Do you have an explanation or an idea of why the home record might be what it is, despite a great stadium, great crowd? Ottawa often gets talked about as one of the best experiences in the league, both by Red Blacks players and players that are visiting from other teams. Do you understand or get why maybe the record is why it is, or is it something that we're overblowing a little bit as a talking point?
It's a great question.
Let me give you the record too, Brad. 22-37-2.
Yeah, wow. When you say it, it's
lifetime.
It's kind of surprising to hear. At the same time, I was part of a lot of those losses at home, and you know, it's something that. It is odd because there is such thing as obviously home field advantage. The crowd can help you. It certainly helps, and you definitely feel it as a player in terms of momentum. just the energy, how difficult it is for other teams to operate on offense. At the same time, you know, I've pondered this before, by the way.
You've pondered this before, and we're looking forward to your ponderings.
Well, you know, it's for a couple of years. We put some difficult games together at home. You know, with some disappointing losses, and then we pulled them out on the road in very tough situations. And I just think at the end of the day, you know, it is a game. When you, as players, I think you can do a really good job of eliminating the crowd noise. We were able to do that on the road and pull out some really big games, make big plays and moments that won us games. And so when I remove all that, at the end of the day, it's just a game, right? And I don't want to say that it's unlucky that some of the games that you don't win happen at home, but that's kind of what I ended up at least thinking to myself. It has nothing to do with being at home, and we should have the advantage, and we're not. It's just that it's a football game at the end of the day. And it just so happened that when we lost, it happened to be at home.
Yeah. You know what? There is the Brad Snopley player answer. You know what? That answer we should have gotten, you know, 2018 when you ask him on the field. But I thought he was out of Mr. Clichéville. So that's good, Brad. So let me just throw this again. I'm kind of joking. But when teams go on the road, maybe can you just take us through a little bit of what it's like when you're away from your family, when you know, you're in a hotel together, you go out for dinner together, you wake up, you have meetings together, where that's not the case at home. Everyone says, oh, it's an advantage sleeping in your own bed, but the structure of the schedule on the road is much more than it is at home. Can that factor into it?
No, you're right, Lee. There is something to it. You know, when you go on the road, like you said, you're together with your group of guys. You're all on one bus. You're all on one plane. From you know, a day before the game, you're spending the majority of time together. And whether that does something for a team, you can say that for sure. There have been times where you come into a game at home, and the last time you saw anyone, coaches, players, was the day before at noon, right, when the walkthrough happens. And sometimes it kind of does feel like a long time, and all of a sudden you just show up, and now you have, you know, you're not even together really, because as soon as you show up, everyone's kind of into their own routine during the warm-up and all that stuff. Really, it's an hour before the game when the early out, and you're doing the actual warm-up. That's kind of the first time you're together again before the walkthrough. So, you know, there is something to that, I think. I think anytime you go on the road too, there is a certain focus that kind of just happens, because, you know, I don't want to say the cliche of them saying it's a business trip, but it really is. It's that's exactly what it kind of feels like. You know, you're going there to do a job. Everything is structured for that job. You know, whereas at home, it's kind of, yeah, go home, enjoy the rest of the day, and spend some time with your family, sleep in your own, do whatever you do. But that part of that structure really only comes into play when it's game time. So maybe there's something to it, but, you know, I enjoyed playing on the road, because it really did get you into this certain mindset, I think, before just showing up at the stadium and playing.
Good news for the Ottawa Redblacks, though, 3-0 in East Finals at home. So that's good, right?
That's a good number.
Yeah. But this is not the East Final here tonight. So, Brad, we look forward to you coming down to the field at some point.
I'll be down there. Just got to get myself a snack here, Lee.
Okay.
Maybe a coffee, and then making my way down.
Well, nice. You come by the tent on the first level to say hi, will you?
Oh, you know I will. I can't wait.
Okay. Brad Sinopoli on the Gabriel Pizza Hotline.
We still got some giving away.